The man who recognized the dangers of nuclear fission, Leo Szilard.
During a time of great technological discoveries,
Szilard was born in 1898 in Budapest. He was the firstborn son of a middle-class Jewish family. His father was a successful engineer. Szilard, at the age of 13, was very interested in physics. He designed a wireless telegraph through which he communicated with his brothers in the house. After graduating from high school, he was drafted to the army of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, where he joined the ranks of officers,
but he was placed into reserve due to illness.
At the end of the war, he was discharged. He continued his studies at the Palatine Jozef Technical University, but due to political tensions and the lack of educational opportunities, he moved to Berlin with his brother in 1919. He attended the university, which was the best institution to study natural sciences. He completed his PhD studies with the guidance from the Nobel laureate Professor Lau. He participated in experiments in light refraction by X-rays, and he taught at the university. Together with Einstein, he patented a cooling system that has no moving parts and published an important scientific essay that is considered to be the starting point of information technology. After Hitler's takeover, he left Germany and at first spent 2 years in London and then went on to Oxford. To the contrary of Lord Rutherford's assumption, a Nobel laureate, he believed in the possibility of the release of energy that is enclosed in the nucleus. He recognized the chain reaction of the neutrons and the fact that this reaction only started above a critical mass. He moved to the United States where, together with Einstein, he wrote a letter to the President of the United States. They warned him of the consequences of the irresponsible use of fission energy. He participated in the Manhattan Project that developed the atom bomb. He sent another letter with Einstein to Roosevelt to protest against the use of the atomic bomb against human beings. He issued a petition with his objection that was signed by numerous renowned scientists. Alas, they couldn't prevent the launch of the atomic bomb against Japan. In 1955, he patented the nuclear reactor for peaceful civilian use with Enrico Fermi, an Italian immigrant. He forcefully propagated the inspection and verification of peaceful uses for nuclear energy. He fabricated the legend about Hungarians coming from Mars. In Los Alamos in the 1940s, there were five genius Hungarian scientists working in the Center of Nuclear Research: Todor Kármán, János Neumann, Leo Szilard, Ede Teller, and Jenő Wigner. Their work was admired by all. Still, no one could understand the language that they spoke among themselves. When Fermi was brainstorming about alien cultures, he speculated that they must have reached the Earth by then, but they were invisible. Szilard noted that they are among us, they call themselves Hungarians. Leon Lederman, the Nobel laureate physicist, solved the mystery. He wrote, "The story is about real Martians. Those are the ones who
sneaked into the best universities and research facilities in the world."
Finally, they were unveiled that they didn't speak any of the Earth languages without an accent. They had a clever trick. They portrayed themselves as immigrants, and they pretended to be Hungarian immigrants since it is obvious that they are recognized by their distinct accent. Leo Szilard died in 1964 in La Jolla, California. The Hungarian parliament commemorated the centennial of his birth with an international session, and one-third of his ashes were placed in an urn in the National Memorial Garden of the Kerepesi Cemetery.